Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
617-655-1234. What are you getting into over the weekend? You can call or text that number. And I'm just going to say, just don't call me. Don't text me. Don't email me.
Okay.
I'm going to spend my entire weekend with the blinds closed in my TV room watching sports. Just leave me alone. Golf has already started this morning. The Ryder Cup, Team USA versus Europe. It's one of the biggest golf events of the year.
Sure.
I will be locked in on that.
Just sitting in your boxers drinking IPAs.
Locked in, I tell you. Locked in.
And is Lana a fan of this because it gets you out of her hair, or is she like, go do something around the house?
Who? Red Sox tonight against Detroit, trying to get into the playoffs. Patriots on Sunday. College football and golf on Saturday. Don't at me, bro.
I'll give you an hour before she has you doing something.
I know.
But feel strong right now, bud.
I feel great right now going into it. I'll probably end up cleaning the house and taking my son.
As soon as you hear that on the man cave, you're like, oh, man.
Ro is from Revere. Good morning, Ro.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for having me. So, oh, no.
Thank you.
I'm on my
us.
Way up to Bedford. To Hanscom,
okay.
To do some volunteer work. I'm a veteran, and tomorrow morning there's a free veteran breakfast in Winthrop for veterans, donated by a family in town, which is awesome. And then tomorrow, after that, I'm heading up to Concord, New Hampshire, to see Motor Booty Affair, the disco cover band from Maine. They play 70s and 80s
Hold
disco
on.
And rock music.
Hold on, you one more time. The name?
Motor Booty Affair.
Motor Booty Affair could be the greatest band name in the history of band names.
No notes. I can't make it better.
Motor Booty
they dress
Affair.
Up, everybody dresses up. We dress up in our best disco attire. I'll have my glitter on, my Revere girl makeup, and here.
Your Revere girl makeup. Okay. I don't
and
know what
here.
That is, but I have
you
a feeling.
You know it if you've seen
educate
it.
You.
I feel like there's a lot of Aquanet involved in that hair. Well, that sounds like a blast of a weekend. Thank you for your service and what you're doing for the veterans. That's just spectacular.
Yeah, you deserve a night out at
Thank
Motor
you,
Booty
Carson.
Affair.
And Motor.
Oh, my. We will nonstop dancing.
Motor Booty Affair.
I go see them everywhere. I'm
All
a groupie.
Right. Have a great time.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
We are Motor Booty Affair. Good night. Oh, I could do that.
Michaela's from Middleborough and is doing something super nice for her cousin. Tell us what you're doing.
So I'm taking my younger cousin, Nicholas, to a NASCAR experience up in New Hampshire, where he'll get to ride 6 times around the track with one of the pro drivers.
Shut up.
That's awesome.
I'm so excited for him. He loves race cars, and it's like the perfect birthday gift for him.
How old is he?
He just turned 14.
Oh, my God.
How fast are the NASCAR drivers going around the track with passengers? Like, are they going full speed?
They, according to the website, they start out a little bit slower through the first lap or two, so you can adjust, but then they get up right around the speeds that they get to when they're actually racing.
Which is like
200. In fact, if you're ever interested, I guess they let you drive, too, if you have a license. He's too young for that part, but you can actually drive one of the race cars.
Oh, that is so... I am a diehard NASCAR fan. In fact, I was watching the race yesterday from New Hampshire because I had recorded it over the weekend and had a chance to watch it yet.
Yeah, you love watching people make left turns.
Oh, my God, it's so fun. I don't know why. Well, what's your cousin's name?
Nicholas.
All right. Have a great time, Nicholas. I'm super jealous.
Yeah. If you ain't first, you're last, Nicholas.
Thanks, Michaela. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Good cousin.
Alexandra from Beverly. Hello.
Nope. You get Corey.
Oh, good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Carson.
What are you up to
How
this
are
weekend?
You this morning?
I'm doing good.
Well,
I'm doing good.
Tomorrow is the big day. It's the Samaritan's 5K walk, and I didn't make my goal, but I made a decent amount of money for a good cause.
Yeah, it's happening tomorrow morning early, and it's actually not far from the radio station here in Brighton. It's happening on Soldiers Field Road there. Yeah, I'm going to be there too. I'm bringing my turntables, Corey. You've been warned.
Always ready for that warning.
Good luck with your walk, man. I'm sure Kennedy's not here. I'm sure she really appreciates you raising money to help.
I'm sure Kennedy is spending some quality time with her new key cat.
That's it. All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow morning, Corey.
See you tomorrow, Carson.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Alexandra from Beverly, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, Dan. You're going to love this one.
Oh, yeah? What are you doing, Alexandra?
I'm driving to third grade.
Hold on. Say that again. You broke up.
Oh, I'm driving in to school to go teach third grade.
But what do you have plans for the weekend?
This weekend, I'm going to go see Hamilton in Boston.
Oh, you're not throwing away your shot. There you go. Have you seen it before?
No.
Oh, you're going to die. It's so, so good.
So excited. My boyfriend surprised me with the ticket, so I'm super excited.
Dan, you went and saw it earlier this week.
I saw it on Wednesday night, yeah.
So is it a thing now where people are singing out loud the entire time like it's a concert?
No, it's definitely not a concert. Musical okay. theater etiquette, you have, no.
Okay,
they're
good.
Paid to sing, not you.
I'm worried that it's just become so popular now that everybody sings along.
No, you'll get shamed at a theater if you do that,
okay.
which
okay.
is as you should be. There is a part where King George says, everybody, and you sing with him for a second. But
right, right.
You're going to love it. Enjoy it. Have a great time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, call us on Monday and let us know what you thought. I'd be curious to hear your opinion.
I definitely will.
All right, have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
You'll be back. Soon you'll see.
You got that out? You feel better?
I do.
I love you singing, Dan. I do. That is my favorite thing. All right, so Kennedy is out this morning. What are you getting into over the weekend? 617-655-123. Could you do a little more?
Mm-hmm. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back. Time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall, and we've seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Okay, I'm done. We just lost 50% of our listeners. But
that is untrue, Dan.
But I feel better.
Ratings going up. We are on the up, Dan. We are on the up. All right, 617-655-1234. What are you getting into over the weekend? More of that next on Mix.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.